The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on this Friday, April the 12th. We're going to continue where we left off yesterday. If you were listening yesterday, you remember we had Central Missouri Stock Human Trafficking Coalition on, Nanette Ward, and a young lady who actually was a sex slave who, I want to use the word kidnapped, but you weren't kidnapped. You went of your own free will, not knowing what you were getting into, Sulu Skiles. You thought you were going overseas to be a model. When you got there, it was anything but a modeling job, correct?
That's correct. I was actually purchased as a Christmas gift for the sexual pleasure of a billionaire and his girlfriend when I was told it was a modeling job that I was going to.
Yeah.
And was kept and was not able to leave.
As I mentioned yesterday, we're not doing this segment for any sensationalism at all, but this is something that is happening in our world today, in central Missouri, in our country, and around the world. You were purchased as a Christmas gift for somebody. So what's going through your mind now, thinking about how are you going to get away?
I was able to play nice toward this billionaire's girlfriend. I noticed that she had his ear, and that possibly if I was going to get away, it would probably be through her. I was able to convince her that I would still be with her, that I would still be with them, but I just needed to get home to take care of some business, pay some bills, get some things together so that I could stay with her and be with them. And I was actually able to get a ticket home after that conversation. I also think he had used me enough. He had seen me enough. He had done enough to me and with me that he was possibly not as interested.
That also played a role. How much time had gone by since you...
3 weeks. 3 weeks I was kept there and saw a lot. I saw a lot happen to other girls. I saw someone disappear. I saw crazy traumatic things that I can't even explain that people wouldn't even be able to listen to, probably.
So the woman agreed to help you go back home to get some of your belongings?
She didn't agree to help me. She agreed, they agreed that they would give me a ticket home, thinking that I was going to stay in a relationship with them and come back.
So when you got your ticket home, what happened?
Immediately I changed my number, my information.
So you got on the plane, you landed back in the United States.
Yes. Yes, and they didn't have my address. My ID and information had been outdated. So I just got home, changed what info that I could, and what I experienced was so traumatic that I actually deleted or erased the event. I don't even know how it happened, but with trauma, I suppressed it. It like it never happened to me. Just to keep going and keep living and just be sane and normal, I couldn't except in my own head that those things had happened to me, to my body, to my life.
How did you end up with Central Missouri Stop Human Trafficking Coalition?
Well, after a year ago, I started recollecting the event. I had suppressed it for about 8 to 9 years and was just searching for organizations that were working in the sex trafficking field and searching for organizations that I could connect with and link up with, and found Central Missouri Stop Human Trafficking Coalition, and have been able to just do a lot with them to spread awareness, and I've been so thankful for that connection.
Yeah, yeah. You live in Jefferson City.
Yes.
Your husband is a minister.
Yes.
Do you look back over this time period as saying that this was God trying to use me to spread a message to help other people?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now I'm able to use this message to help spread awareness and help show people red flags of things they can avoid, you know, and teach awareness and prevention. And so now I feel like I am completely healed emotionally and from the trauma and everything that I've been through. And now I can just be a spokesperson to help others.
But you can't say that everybody who is representing a modeling agency is going to get a young girl in trouble.
No. So it's like you said, it's not to sensationalize. And it's also not to instill fear, but rather for people to be paying attention, mm-hmm. that it is going on, and to make sure that people are being as cautious and as thorough in making plans and meeting people and making connections as they can.
What is the most important red flag that a young person needs to look at, give and say, hey, wait a minute, maybe this isn't right?
It sounds kind of cliche, but stranger danger. Whenever you are approached by a stranger, whether it's to go to another country, whether it's to go to another job, any location, just being very aware of your surroundings. Obviously, a round trip ticket would be a huge red flag for somebody.
One-way ticket, yes.
You know, not having a one-way where you could be trapped, making sure friends and family are aware.
And you've also said, if it sounds too good to be true,
If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is.
I was just at a mall recently with my daughter. We were in another state going, this is a typical mall, but there was a kiosk with little papers promoting a modeling opportunity. And any person that was not being monitored or anything could put their name, and it asked for your email and your phone number. And that was scary to me, because not saying it was illegitimate, but there are people who may not have the best intentions in mind and would have access to all these names and numbers. So,
Nanette, you've got an event coming up. We're just about out of time.
Yes, on Saturday we have our fourth annual Freedom Walk.
Saturday or Sunday?
It is Sunday.
Thank you.
Yes, April 14th, Sunday. It is our fourth annual Freedom Walk, and it's at 2 o'clock at Stevens Lake Park. It's being sponsored by Christian Chapel Church, and the proceeds will benefit the Coalition and another anti-human trafficking organization. You can register online at www.c2church.com. If you have any questions, you can email compassion@c2church.com. Also, the Coalition's email address is help@stophumantraffickingmo.com. There's an individual registration fee of $20. Students, it's $15. For team, it's $150. It's a great opportunity to get out with your friends and family to raise awareness and to raise funds.
Okay.
And
we hope
people will
come. I wish you the best with it.
Thank you.
And you've also have billboards up along
Interstate 70. We have one billboard up on I-70 now.
And you'll see it coming from Kansas City to Columbia.
It's west of Columbia, about 50 miles out.
It says, people are being sold. Report it. If you have any concerns, it's 888-3737-888. And that's a
national human trafficking hotline.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Thank you, Nanette, for coming by. Sulu, thank you so much for sharing your story with us. I appreciate it. And you really are a very brave young lady.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Monday, on the lighter side, we got Kathy and Kit Salter, Ashland Out Loud. Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Zach Wahorn. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Thank you for joining us. Have a good weekend. Bye.